and we've just been joined by Creation Station's Emma, and we are not going to have an attempt at saying her surname, but good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Very nervous, apparently.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nothing to be nervous about. It's real easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you were a politician, we'd give you our time.
Yeah, but let's be gentle today.
We'd have stood on your toes by now. So tell us, what is Creation Station?
Creation Station is arts and craft classes for children under the age of 5. We also do for babies, 3 months to 18 months. Basically, we have fun. We get messy, we paint, we get the glitter, the glue, and just have a great time with our creativity. We do it on different days in different towns. Mondays, we go to Ventnor, Tuesday, Cowes, Wednesday, Sandown, and Thursday, Newport. And we're just inspiring children's imaginations through arts and crafts.
Sounds lovely. It sounds wonderful. Yeah. If, just so for instance, can you tell whether somebody's going to be really, really talented at the age of, I don't know, 6 months, a year, 12 months, 3 years?
We're not really gauging how talented or artistic they are. It's more about giving them the opportunity to try to be creative and express it in their own way. So whether it's a handprint smudged all over and you look at it and think, what is that? Ask them, they'll tell you. They take it home, they hang it up, they're so proud, and that's actually what it's about.
But that's lovely.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you must have spotted a few people. Wow, that is really, really good.
Yeah, I really have. Yeah, we did a Mother's Day class, and there was one little girl, she wasn't very old. She picked up the sponges, different color paints, put it all together on this beautiful masterpiece, really, and it just looked fantastic. So then you look at that and think, wow, that's pretty impressive. But to be honest, the faces when they walk out, that's actually, you think they're all brilliant when they've gone.
So how many do you do in a session?
It depends. In Cowes, it's really busy. We have about 20 people in the Cowes session, and then that would be maximum for each one. I'd say I'm seeing about 70 to 80 families a week on average.
Do you have to clean up?
Yes, I get that joyous job.
Now, Bex, you kind of raised your eyebrows at 3 months, and so did I, because 3 months you think, wow, that's young. We're thinking the only
they
thing they're going to be
fit up.
Nappy art is about it, but it's not true, is it?
No, it's not. What they're doing is they're developing their senses, exploring things at that age. Yeah. Of course, a lot of it's for the mouth. That's why we use non-toxic substances.
Chocolate-flavoured paint.
Exactly. But they're in it, they're involved, they're seeing different colours, that different textures. Every week's a different theme. It's a real sensory experience for babies.
Yeah.
So they're enjoying getting in there and having fun. They make something, and their mums then get the opportunity to craft it into something amazing to take home with them.
Yeah.
So that's what the mummies love as well. And you meet new friends doing it. So it's more than just a baby art class.
Absolutely. It sounds like a really good social experience for everybody and kind of getting in there and getting messy.
Yeah, they've all got the same core value. That is to do something lovely with their child and just meet new other lovely mums. So that's quite special.
And dads too, sexist.
There are dads that come and they love it. This breaks down that boundary of mother and toddler groups. This is, men can get in and get messy too. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
I actually launched it in February this year. So it's very new to the island. The Creation Station itself is 12 years old. There's 90 franchises across England, and I'd heard about it, but there was nothing on the island, so I just thought, why not take the plunge?
Absolutely, you found a gap in the market, which is great. And it's if you're doing 20 kids per session, or the 20 kids turn up, then it sounds like it's it's successful.
Yeah, it's really, really popular, which is fantastic. I'm learning a lot. Class management of 20 children was never my strong point, but actually, it's a learning curve. Really,
do the mums or dads stay with the kids? Well,
yes, they have to. It's a shared experience. So the parent is watching what the child's doing. If the parent takes over what the child's doing, say, no, it needs 2 eyes, and the child says it needs 10, the child wins, and the parent gets one to do themselves to take away. let them take over.
Stand them in a corner.
Yeah,
no, I really like that.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll see that the children are there watching the parents get really creative, and it's great, and the parents are also proud, but the child's just been a spectator to that. So that's not what we're about.
I think that's incredible. I mean, are you finding, because it would appear to me, I mean, my boys are all grown up now, that the art, the art and the creative side is not being taught as much at schools anymore. They're being sidelined a bit for the core subjects, and I think that's such a shame.
It's a massive shame. They can learn to be creative way before they can read, write, do maths, anything like that. It's a core skill that they need to learn from an early age. And in preschools, that's how you teach. You teach through creativity, through play, and that's the important side of learning at this age. So. Yeah. And it's such a shame that these days not as many parents are able to do it at home. They don't have the time or the patience. Myself, I don't like the mess at home. I love an environment like this where they can just go for it. You can really be part of that learning.
What I used to find with the boys, because there was three and there's about 5 years between the three of them, and they go, "We want to do painting." I go, "Oh." You know, it take about 15 minutes, say, to get it all ready. You know, the newspapers, the brushes, the everything, you know, potatoes, whatever you're doing. And after 5 minutes, I go, "We don't have to do that anymore. We've had enough." And you'd be left with all this mess for 5 minutes of play.
And that's the amazing thing. We've got 50 minutes where these children are involved, but because it's continual activity, so we move from one thing to the next. Yeah. It's they're engaged constantly. And if they go and have a wander, they come back, they carry on doing it. So you haven't got that whole worry, "Oh, I've set it all up and now you're not going to do it," because they generally do keep coming back. They go home with what they've made, so it's lovely.
What's the most popular age group that you're dealing with then?
The little explorers, they are 18 months to 5 years, and they're the fullest classes. The baby groups aren't as busy, but they're still very popular. It's both doing well, but babies is the where there's more room to come along.
Okay, and if just so for instance there are people listening and think, "Right, I want to get involved in it," how do they get involved?
They contact me either via Facebook, that's probably the easiest way. The Creation Station Isle of Wight is my Facebook page, or they can call me on 329 160.
Well, you better just do that number again. Let's try a little, getting a pen now, okay?
Got
there's
your
a little
pen,
old lady just coming
ready?
Back from the kitchen. "Hang on, love, what'd you say? What number? I've got grandchildren." Well, oh crikey, I've missed it. Go on, what's the number?
329 160.
Do you know what? Back in the olden days, they used to have numbers. The first two numbers was the code of where you lived. And 88 was Wootton, wasn't it? 52 was Newport.
56 was Ryde. Or 6-something was Ryde, wasn't it?
We all knew. What's 3-2?
That's one of those that they exists in the ether somewhere. You can buy a telephone number, so it makes it cheaper for people to contact me.
Right.
And it diverts to my mobile. So
it's a cheap call.
It's cheap for them.
Glad I asked. So 329 160.
Yeah, it's just a local number for
okay.
them.
Okay, and there's a Facebook page you're talking about?
Yeah, the Creation Station Isle of Wight.
Okay, and is there a website as well?
There is. It's thecreationstation.co.uk, and I'm location Isle of Wight.
All right, so you have to put in the location as well?
Yeah, there's a map comes up. You type in Isle of Wight, and then it'll bring you to my page.
Okay, and whereabouts are you actually based?
I actually live in Knighton.
Right.
But I travel around the island doing all these classes.
That's a good move. So you don't actually do it in your house and get your house all messed up. You actually go to someone else's place and mess it up.
Yeah, quite. Well, a church hall, generally.
I think it's a lovely thing, and I'd like to wish you every success. And I know it's only been going since February, but it sounds like a really popular thing.
Yeah, it's really taken
And off. Good luck with it.
So thank you.
329 160 is a telephone number. There is a Facebook page, and also there is a web address,
which is www.thecreationstation.co.uk, location Isle of Wight.
Emma from Creation Station, thank you for coming in, and that didn't hurt at all, did it?
It didn't. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.